What's up, guys? It's your girl, Makai. And I'm sitting here with the coolest girl on the block,
you could say. The block? The planet? The universe?
Jesus Christ. I'm horrible at intros. The coolest girl on the planet. My bad. Perhaps this universe.
Yes, there's no perhaps about it.
What if there's a cooler you living in a parallel universe?
That version of me probably has more than 500 Instagram followers.
Well, I have like 120, so you're doing hotter than I am.
That reminds me, I was talking to Javier, and I was like, oh, I wish I could be a hacker. And he goes, what? And I go, yeah, because then I could delete people's Instagram profiles who annoyed me, and I could make myself like the most followed person on Instagram, and I could delete my student loans. And he was like, that is such a fucked up way to put that.
The last on the list is the student loans, but first is delete people that annoy you.
And make me the most followed person.
Yeah. Who is the most followed person on Instagram?
I don't know. Probably like Beyonce or Kylie Jenner.
Like Kim K. Watch out, Kim K. Samantha's coming for your spot. She's learning how to hack as we speak.
Yep.
Can you hack and make us have a little bit more followers on this podcast? that wasn't even on the list. What the hell, man?
No, that was. It was on my list in my convoluted mind. Because if I get myself up to the most followed person, then this podcast would be more successful, too.
That's true.
Should we play this drinking game?
Yes.
Oh, well, first, I guess we should preface this by saying this is our special Halloween episode.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh. It's getting spooky around here.
I found it to suck your blood.
Oh my god. You should have seen Maggie's face saying that. That was really embarrassing. And then, yeah, so it's our special Halloween episode. And so we will be talking all things Halloween, but we'll also be giving our regular updates about our hopes and dreams and wishes. And I have some good ones for you, so stick around.
Hopes and dreams and wishes.
Speaking of wishes... I bought a lottery ticket when I was in Kansas City a few weeks back. I think the lotto is up to like over 900 million.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So no one's won yet.
No one's won yet. And, well, hold on. Okay, I checked my tickets.
Okay.
And I didn't win. But I didn't win, but it feels like I did. But it's the same day that I checked my ticket. My ex's mom posted a picture of him on Facebook, and he's gotten really fat, and so has his teeny bopper girlfriend. Nothing is sweeter.
So in your mind, you won the jackpot.
I mean, 900 million would be better than my ex getting fat, but who's counting?
Can you imagine both? Whew, now that would be nice. Can you buy, like, unlimited lottery tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's different kinds, too. I was by the Powerball.
Is that the one that's up to 900 mil?
I honestly don't know.
I don't even know how any of that works.
Okay.
But, okay, y'all.
We have a very special Halloween trivia game.
Here we go. We're starting.
Okay. What comes first after Halloween? All Saints Day, Voting Day, or Thanksgiving? I know this one.
Voting Day? What holiday did Halloween borrow from or morph with? Beltane, Samhain, or Imbolc?
I don't even know these words.
I know this one.
I'm gonna go with Imbolc. Imbolc? Imbolc? Whatever.
In bulk.
In bulk?
We want Halloween in bulk.
Okay, whose holiday was it? Picts, Angels, or Celts?
Celts. What year did Samhain...
Wow! So now I know I got that wrong. Okay.
What year did Samhain and All Hallows Even merge to become what we now call Halloween? 835, 1850, or 1425?
1850.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? What day is Halloween? September 28th, October 31st or November 1st?
October 31st.
You're getting all the easy questions. This is such BS.
Where was Halloween mostly celebrated before it became popular in America?
Ireland. Okay. Oh. You didn't read the whole thing. So the options were Germany, Italy, or Ireland.
Yeah.
So I chose Ireland. Okay. What happens on Halloween? The veil between the living and the dead becomes thinner. Dying harvest plants feed the dead so they can rise from the grave. Ghouls and goblins bring trick candy to little children to lure them to fairyland?
I'm gonna go with the veil between the living and the dead becomes thinner.
Oh my god.
Why do we wear costumes? It's part of the quote-unquote trick. The Celts wore them on Samhain to disguise themselves from ghosts. Americans wanted to make the holiday more fun and less scary for children.
I'm gonna go with the Celts wore them to disguise themselves for ghosts. What did children traditionally do for treats? Threatened to do mischief if they didn't get a treat. Offer to perform a trick, like a magic trick, or sing a song for a treat.
They should have to do that. Like, bitch, you do my laundry and you'll get a Kit Kat.
offer to pray for the dead or all of the above.
Oh, no. Threaten to do mischief. That's what I'm gonna guess. Okay. Seems like what children do. When was the first time the words trick-or-treat appeared in print? 1927, 1727, or 1427?
Is this a fucking joke? I'll go with 1727.
Okay.
Why do we bob for apples? Good luck. To find out our romantic fate, or to catch a ghost.
Good luck. When did kids stop trick-or-treating? Prohibition, Great Depression, or World War II?
Well, this is a very misleading question, because kids have not stopped trick-or-treating. And say, what period of time did kids stop trick-or-treating? I'm going to go with the Great Depression.
Okay. You don't think they were just handing out, like, dust bunnies from...
Here's some lint. Okay. What's inside the candies that come in black or orange wrappers?
What?
Candy corn, peanut butter taffy, or pixie sticks?
What?
I know this one, actually.
Peanut butter taffy? Who does Linus from the Peanuts go looking for on Halloween? The Great Pumpkin, Jack-o'-lantern, or Frankenstein?
Frankenstein. It's the Great Pumpkin. Charlie Brown. How many kids prefer chocolate candy for Halloween? 10%?
What?
20%? Or 50%?
Obviously 50%.
Who
is Stingy Jack?
What the hell?
A bad child who didn't share his Halloween candy, a man who tricked the devil and lures people from their path with a lantern, or a ghoul that eats the candy of bad children?
I'm gonna go with the man.
The man.
The man who tricked.
Okay.
Who died on Halloween night? Dracula, Mary Shelley, or Harry Houdini?
Harry Houdini. Where did the tradition of bonfires on Halloween come from? To keep warm at outdoor celebrations? The Druids threw bones onto fires as a part of the Samhain ritual, or to roast marshmallows?
The Druids threw bones.
Okay.
It's part of rituals. Okay. How long ago did people start celebrating Samhain? Is it Samhain? Sam Hall?
Yeah, whatever. Samhain.
4,500 years ago, 1,200 years ago, or 1,500 years ago?
1,200. What is the technically correct spelling of Halloween? 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 Or Halloween with a little apostrophe between the two E's?
The first one. Halloween. What might you have worn as a costume on Halloween 1,200 years ago? A witch costume? Animal heads and skins, or purple and black robes like our modern ghost sheets with holes for eyes.
Animal heads and skins. What might you find on Halloween long ago? Your soulmate? A mouse in your pantry? Or a broom on your doorstep?
A broom?
Every Halloween I find a mouse in my pantry.
Yeah. What did people used to do instead of wrapping houses with toilet paper? Stick love notes to the windows, tie the doors locked with string, or throw rotten vegetables at them.
Tie the doors locked with string?
Better be a strong-ass string.
What can you not do in many cities and counties in the days before Halloween? Buy more than a certain amount of candy, adopt a black cat, or wear your costume in a restaurant.
Adopt a black cat.
Okay.
What do psychologists say happens to kids in costume on Halloween? They become more evil, they are more scared, or they are more affectionate?
They become more evil, in my opinion.
Mine too. Okay.
What were the first jack-o'-lanterns made of? Gourds, pumpkins, or turnips?
I feel like this is a trick question. I'm gonna go gourds. What's the difference between a ghoul and a goblin? Ghouls are monsters and goblins are fairies. Ghouls eat corpses and goblins are scary elves. Ghouls can fly and goblins shapeshift.
Ghouls are monsters and goblins are fairies. Why do we carve pumpkins? To scare away Stingy Jack and other evil spirits?
Stingy.
Not Stingy. Stingy Jack. To make spirits think we are Stingy Jack, or to show kids where to trick-or-treat.
To scare away Stingy Jack.
Oh. We got 15 out of 29.
So, what is Halloween short for? I got that one wrong. It's All Hallows Even.
Jesus.
What comes first after Halloween?
Got it wrong. All Saints Day.
Not voting day. I thought it was voting day. I would have gotten that one wrong, too. What did Halloween borrow from or morph with? So, it's Samhain, because that's been discussed.
It was 1850 that Samhain and All Hallows Eve merged. Another wrong one.
Let's see. What did children traditionally do for treats? All of the above. Ooh.
Creep. When was the first time the words trick-or-treat appeared in print? It was 1927.
Why do we bob for apples? To find out our romantic fate? I didn't know that. Maybe I should start trying that.
Samantha's gonna fill her bathtub with apples. But what does that mean if you catch one or don't catch one? And eventually, if you try hard enough, you'll catch one, right? Is that a metaphor for relationships?
I don't know.
Kids stopped trick-or-treating in World War II.
People started celebrating in Samhain 4,500 years ago, not 1,200.
Wow.
Oh, what the fuck?
What is the technically correct spelling of Halloween? It's Halloween with the apostrophe between the two E's.
I'm gonna start spelling it like that. Okay. What might you find on Halloween long ago? Your soulmate.
What?
Maybe okay. October is really the true cuffing season.
And it has been for 4,500 years.
Ooh.
What did people use to do instead of wrapping houses with toilet paper? Apparently they threw rotten vegetables at them. Wow.
Oh, the first jack-o'-lanterns were made of turnips.
Wow.
All right. I guess that one.
And apparently ghouls eat corpses and goblins are scary elves.
Well, that was a lot. We suck. We don't know anything about Halloween. Well.
What a doozy.
Let's back off the Halloween track a little bit. Because that was
a lot of Halloween.
That was straight up depressing. But apparently children still got candy in the Great Depression. That just doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Okay. What happened to you this week?
This week, so the past couple weeks have actually been pretty crazy. I spoke about this on the last episode. I've just been traveling a lot for work. I was in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and we were staying at the Holiday Inn. And my mom texted me and said, "Ooh, the hottest guys stay at the Holiday Inn."
Where did she get that, like, in her head?
I don't know. Maybe she listens to too many rap songs.
Okay. We'll be chilling at the Holiday Inn. And with Kathy.
And then the Pitbull one, like, hotel, motel,
Holiday Inn.
And my dad texts me and he's like, "Well, at least there's bars at the Holiday Inn." So if that tells you anything, I'm way more like my dad. And so I was down there at the bar and it was actually really fun. The bartender was great. She recognized me because the first week I was there, I just went down there and got a glass of wine to go. And then the next week, she recognized me. She knew my name, and she remembered what I ordered. Wow. And so I hung out down at the bar instead of taking it back up to my room. I was talking to her. Her name was Denise. And I was like, yeah, tell me if this is true. My mom told me that the hottest guys stay at the Holiday Inn. There was this guy at the bar. He overheard it, and he was like, oh, yeah, hi. Oh. Not even joking. And he was pretty cute, actually, and he was like, I'm right here. And I was just like, wow, okay. Turns out he works for a fruit snacks company.
What fruit snacks company?
Haribo.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I told him about the podcast, and he sent me a message, actually, just saying that he'd listen to it. I told him that we were recording today and that we were going to talk about my Holiday Inn adventures. And he said, he's like, you totally should. Is it bad that I really loved that place? Like, more than I should probably admit. From Denise's charm and stiff drinks.
He's like giving you a Yelp review right now.
Yeah. To Bob's pilot and seduction skills.
What?
There was this other guy in the bar named Bob, and he used to be a pilot, and he was, like, schmoozy. But anyway, to mediocre coffee and lukewarm breakfast meats. The Holiday Inn airport is the best place to be, and by far one of the most interesting places to stay. And I go, oh, I'm 100% reading that message on the podcast. And he goes, go for it. And I love that he gave me permission, because even if he was like, please don't, I was still going to read that on the podcast. But it was really
funny. I'd say that's a solid review. He should definitely post that on Yelp.
100%.
D-Nice deserves a good review.
She was amazing. And I'll never forget her name, because Denise Richards is joining Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my god. That's how you're remembering this lady's name.
Yeah.
I'll never forget her. She has the same name as Denise Richards.
And then nothing else really happened at the Holiday Inn. Oh, but while I was in Minneapolis this most recent time this week, I was with a group of people from work. And the Holiday Inn had a free shuttle. And so this shuttle would just bop us around wherever we needed to go. To the office, to dinner, they'd pick us up, to the airport, like wherever. Like, it was just awesome, actually. Cool. It was really cool. So we got picked up from dinner, and we're all in the van laughing at just whatever. And the front desk girl at the Holiday Inn, like, walkie-talkies the driver. And there was two drivers that night, and she was like, hey, is any of you close? This guy here wants to go to CVS. Not our driver, but the other one walkie-talking was like, CVS? And she was like, CVS? And he was like, huh? And then he goes, are you talking C as in Charlie? V as in, I don't remember what the V is for, but all I can think of is vagina, but that's not what he said. V as in whatever. And S as in Sam? And the lady was like, yes, CVS. And he was like, I don't know what that is. I've never even done it. And the lady's just like, just forget it. I'm just going to take you really quick. Like, how far away is that? And then I Google Mapsed and it was like less than a mile away.
He probably just didn't feel like it. He's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never seen it. Never heard of it. The funny thing, like how you said, like, he's like, C as in cat or whatever.
Yeah.
I always feel like, well, because my last name is insane. So on every call, I have to like spell out my name in like T as in Tom, S as in Sam, and then I don't know the actual, like, ones. Alphabet that way, yeah. So I'm just like, H as in hat, horse. And, like, I've had people, like, laugh at me on the phone, I'm like, Z as in zebra. I'm, like, sitting there, like, trying to come up with things. R as in
rabbit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh my god. I should probably learn that.
No, it's, like, more fun your way. Because I've been watching, like, there's an episode of Will and Grace when Karen gets this poster made for this show called Badge, but they spelled it Badge. And she was like, I don't know why they would do that. I said B as in vagina.
That's funny.
And she's like, I can just like see that.
That's how I feel. Oh my god. God.
Oh. But yeah, the only other thing, there's actually two. I have pretty bad road rage. I don't know if anyone knows that. And I was driving early in the morning, and this girl was in front of me going so slow. Like, it was a 45-mile-an-hour road, and she was going 30.
Trigger.
And I could not get around her at all. And so I was just furious, and I just wanted to honk so bad, but I couldn't. Because her windshield had, like, someone had written on it in one of those, you know, windshield pens, honk if you love Jesus. Oh! And so I couldn't honk at her, and I couldn't get around her, so I'm, like, flashing my brights.
She was so conflicted.
And I finally zoomed around her, and I stared her as I passed her and just flipped her off the whole time. And then I got in front of her, and I was flipping her off the whole time she was behind me. She was probably so confused.
She's like, wow, she really hates Jesus.
She would never know if I was honking to tell her to get out of the way, or if I was honking because I love Jesus. And soccer. Is what it said.
And soccer.
Honk if you love Jesus. Then in the very bottom it was like, and soccer, really small.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
I saw someone wrote on their windshield once, it was honk if you want to see a titty. And I was like driving by myself and I was like, oh, that's too like tempting. So I was just like laying on the horn and I never saw a titty. They lied to me.
That's so rude.
So rude. I know, I'm pissed. I'm very salty. If you're out there, I'm upset I didn't see your titty.
If you're one of the tens of people listening, please make this wrong or right. Send Maggie a picture of your tit.
Just one. I don't care. A half. I'll take whatever I can get.
Some side boob. And then the only other thing. So, on the planes these days, you can watch movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday before I left, all I wanted to do was watch The Parent Trap. I don't know why. No idea why. It's just got in my head. And then I couldn't log in to any of the apps, like DirecTV's link to the whatever. Just, it was all breaking. Nothing was working. This is all you need to know. Monday morning, I get on the plane. You know what they offer? The Parent Trap. It was one of the movie options. And so I was so excited about this. So I'm watching it. And I have a few thoughts. One, as I get older, Meredith Blake is like a dream. She's me. She's just basically me. She's young. She's successful. Like, she wasn't a gold digger. She was a PR firm. Like, she had her own money. He just had more. Okay? And Dennis Quaid is hot. Like, he is super hot. Who wouldn't want a hot, rich guy with unlimited access to wine? Okay? Like,
so you're understanding her point of view a little bit as you're getting older.
Yeah, she's no longer the villain. Okay?
She's just you.
She's just me. She hates hiking. Like, she loves drinking.
Hates kids.
She's me.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. The second thing, Dennis Quaid is still hot. I still would.
Wait, like to this day?
I actually haven't seen a picture of him recently, but I bet.
Okay, well, let's check, because Dennis Quaid, 2018.
And then it just reminded me that...
Samantha, he's not hot anymore.
Oh, God, okay, no, he's not. Well, oopsie poopsie, then.
I mean, you could have him.
And then the only other thing is it reminded me that, like, probably the biggest fight to date that my mom and I have gotten into is that I thought Lindsay Lohan was actually a twin when that movie came out. And my mom was like, no, it's not. And I was like, then how did they do that? And she was like, they did it all on the computer. I was like, you can't do stuff like that on the computer. And then, yeah, it was like a 3-month-long argument. And then she bought me the VHS just to show it to me to prove that Lindsay Lohan was not a twin. It was played by the same girl.
I think every kid thought that. Like, I thought she was a twin.
Yeah.
And every time they would eat the Oreo with the peanut butter, I would crave that so hard.
Okay, yeah, that's another thing. In the movie, they're like, yeah, most people think this is so weird and disgusting. Who the fuck ever thought Oreos and peanut butter sounded disgusting?
It's literally chocolate and peanut butter. That's not weird.
It's so good. And then also, if you are Team Annie and not Team Hallie, you're an idiot. Annie was so boring.
She was totally Team Hallie.
Yeah, she was such a stuck-up little bore. Hallie was fun.
Hallie was real fun. There was only one twin needed in that movie.
Yeah.
And that was Lindsay Lohan.
I want them to remake it as Hallie being Hallie, but the Annie character is current day Lindsay Lohan.
Oh my god. Why don't they do that? Come on, Lindsay, hop CGI on that.
CGI on her in it all.
Oh my god, they need to do that. Seriously. I'm here for it. If anyone that worked on the Parent Traps out there.
Okay, what happened to you this week?
So I started watching The Haunting of Hill House, and I don't really, like, get creeped out by stuff very often because I love creepy stuff, but I was sitting there with my hand over my eye, like, watching it through, like, the slit of my hand. I was so creeped out, and I heard people are, like, fainting from watching that show.
Yeah.
Is that, like, real thing?
I think so. I read an article about it. Like, that show is scaring people so much. Like, they're fainting and, like, yeah, I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's very disturbing. I'm going to make Samantha watch it one time.
I'm not watching it. You guys, I hate scary movies.
You would die at that. It's, like, a million times scarier than the It movie.
And the It movie, I didn't sleep for 3 weeks!
Okay. Maybe I won't do that to you. But... Also, I was going to say, so speaking of, like, road rage and stuff like that, Preston was driving home one night from work, and there was this guy on the highway as well. Preston got ahead of him. For some reason, this guy got in this weird competition with Preston. So Preston gets past him. He gets caught behind another car. And so then this guy, like, freaks out and gets all mad. And so he, like, speeds up to, like, 100 miles per hour behind Preston. And he's like, what the fuck? And so Preston's going, he's going home, and this guy starts following Preston. And Preston, like, gets freaked out, and he's like, okay, like, I don't want to go home. And so he calls the non-emergency police and is like, this guy is following me. Like, what do I do? And they're like, just stay on the phone. We'll direct you where to go. And so Preston got to a stoplight and this guy pulls up next to him, hops out of his car and starts banging on Preston's windows with both of his fists and is like, get the fuck out of the car and all this stuff. And Preston's like, yeah, I'm gonna get out of the car right now. So the light turns green. He goes, the guy hops back in his car, continues following Preston. They get stuck at a couple other lights, and this guy's doing the same thing, like, pounding on Preston's car and freaking out. And so the police direct him to a gas station, and they're like, stay in your car, the police will be there, like, any minute. Preston gets there, and the guy's, like, continuing banging on the window, like, cussing, like, up a storm. And the police pull up, like, as he's banging on the window. So they, like, pull the guy aside, they pull Preston aside. All of this was because at some point, Preston was behind a big dump truck. The dump truck dumped some rocks out that hit Preston's car, and it launched a rock up and hit this guy's windshield, and I guess it, like, gave him, like, a little crack in it. And so the guy was freaking out about that, and so started following Preston, and the police were like, you cannot do that. And also, that's not even his liability. Like, it came out of a dump truck. The guy was just freaking out. The guy didn't even get in trouble.
That's insane.
They literally just let him go after he was banging on a car and, like, freaking out. And Preston was just like, what the fuck? So.
That is terrifying.
And Samantha threw me a birthday party. Mm-hmm. It was so sweet of her. It was so much fun.
It was really fun.
We had all the best pals over.
Yeah.
And we played, what's
Cards
it called?
Against
Humanity. Cards Against Humanity. It was so funny. At one point in the game, there was a question that Preston got, and it said, how do you keep your relationship?
I forgot about
this. So, there's like 10 of us. We all put our cards down, and Preston starts going through them, and he was like, oh, I'm gonna pick this one. Powerful flies. And I was just like, oh my god, that's fine. I like turned like bright red and I was just like slipped over and like hand me the card.
Everyone was laughing so hard at that moment.
I was like, yep, I got some. Look at these babies. Powerful AF. Yeah, but it was really fun, and yeah, I'm lucky with all my friends I have. I always say, like, I don't have friends, but the friends that
friends.
We have friends. And the like, friends.
A few.
And the, but I'd rather have quality friends over quantity friends.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I was very happy. My car had to go into the shop, whatever. So, I turned 25, y'all. So that day I went and rented a car. So I went to the rental place and went to the wrong rental place. So they had to bring me to the other rental place. The guy that drove me over there was super nice. And so I asked him, I was like, what's the craziest condition that you've seen a car returned in? So I'm expecting some like fucking crazy story.
Oh, that says car. I thought it said cat.
Rental cat place. But yeah, so the guy that drove me over there was super nice. But his story of the craziest car that ever got returned, he's like, there's this one car and it got returned with so much dog hair in there. And he's like, I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't even believe all the dog hair. And I was like, yeah, that's crazy. And he's like, yeah. He's like, and you want to know what's crazy? They rented the same car and they came back. There was a bunch of dog hair in there. He's like, I knew it was the same dog. He's like, I think that dog must be requesting that his owner come rent a car and that he just goes for a joyride. It's just crazy. All the hair in there. Can you believe it? And he literally talked about that all the way to the other place. And I was just like, yeah, that's crazy. And he's just like, yeah, the dog hair.
You should have been like, so do you think that they had a dog? Or do you think that the dog rented the car? What kind of... You say that you knew it was the same dog. How do you know this? Did you test it?
Did you test the DNA?
DNA samples?
It was just crazy to him. And I was just like, wow, your life must be pretty boring. I feel really bad. Yeah, that's super exciting, I know. But, yeah.
Your life is just a whirlwind.
It is wild. You guys, I think I'm getting like a little bit of a cold. Wild.
That was the greatest thing ever. On that note, let's jump into some Halloween stuff.
We need to prank call your brother. We're gonna do a Halloween theme.
Okay, what should we prank him? What should we say?
Should we be creepy, or should I be like, hello? You've been selected to participate in our Halloween survey.
No, he'll hang up. Call him and just be like, hi, Matthew. Can you please put your phone on speaker or something? And just be like, I just wanted to inform you that everyone knows that you and I have been sleeping together.
That is a scary call.
Rumors are running rampant around the school.
I can't get him in trouble. I'll be like, I know something that you don't know about yourself.
Okay, yeah. Okay, hold on.
But then I don't know what to say the thing he doesn't know about himself is.
Oh, just wing it. She'll okay. Because you have to do it from your phone, because he obviously 6-7. Knows my number.
Okay.
wait, does that work?
I think so. It's what I did back in the day. Let's hope it still works. Either way, it doesn't have my number.
If he doesn't answer, I'm going to be pissed.
Hello, Matthew. I just wanted to say I know something that you don't know about yourself.
And that's what?
That is that you were born under the sign of the Rubio Maximus.
Do you
know what that means?
I have no idea what that means.
It means that you have a small penis.
I think I know who this is.
Who is it?
Maggie.
How did you know, Matthew?
Because I know you. I've listened to.
Fuck.
I know your voice.
Even with that fabulous accent?
No, it was awful.
God damn it.
But thank you for calling my, you know, small.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have a giant schlong, Matt.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Okay, bye. Oh Jesus. He's too good. How do you know it was me?
I don't know. Your Drake Kemsley accent should have thrown him off.
I mean, I thought it would. That was really good. I felt in the zone. Fuck. I should have done a Dracula accent. What was I thinking? I want to suck your blob.
It's funny. That was too good.
All right, guys. Wow. That went south real fast. Fuck. That was me winging it. I was just like...
How did you come up with the phrase Rubio Maximus?
I don't know.
I was like looking around. I was like, Rubio, there's nothing even red in this house. Like,
apparently that's just where my mind went.
Oh God.
Let's get into some Halloween histories.
Okay.
I want to know your Halloween histories.
Where to start? Okay, so 2 years ago, I was told that everyone dresses up.
Okay.
Like, or not everyone, but I was told that a lot of people participate in dress up. So I wore a gray dress and put my hair in two buns on the top of my head and drew, like, whiskers and a nose on me and just was like, I'm a mouse. No one in my whole area was dressed up. I walked in and just ran out. Before anyone could even see me, I was like, I don't care if I get fired. I am not sitting through the day with everyone not dressed up and me dressed up. Like,
can't do it.
Hell no.
Never again.
No.
Never again. Oh my God.
Another. So I went to school in London. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, Halloween wasn't a big thing at all. Like, no one ever dressed up. We would just go out drinking, like, you know, every other day in college. But when I was little, there's two Halloweens I remember very vividly. One, I was in the second grade, I think, maybe third. It was right when Hilary Duff's CD came out. And in it, in, like, the CD pamphlet, there was a picture of her dressed as, like, a butterfly. Oh, so being a butterfly? 100%. Like, 100. Well, couldn't find any butterfly wings. But we found some, like, angel wings. And then I was pissed off because everyone thought I was an angel. But I was a fucking butterfly. Okay, like Hilary Duff from the Metamorphosis album.
Do you guys not know Hilary Duff's work?
Oh, this must have been middle school. This was probably sixth grade, actually. Yeah. I was like, that was so fucking rude. And then we went trick-or-treating with a bunch of us. Like, there was like four or five girls. It started snowing, like blizzarding. And everyone's like, okay, let's go home. And so we're all walking. The girl who lives there was like, my house is this way. And... like, three of us were like, no, it's not. And she was like, I live there. It's this way. And we were like, no, we did not go that way. We've never seen that house before. We never passed that house. She was like, I know where I live. And so she bails with, like, one of the other girls. And so three of us are like, she doesn't know where she lives. And we're like, well, while we're walking, we might as well trick or treat. We got so cold. We were like, okay, now we're really lost. It was snowing so hard you couldn't even see, like, 5 feet in front of you. And so we, like, knock on this door, and we're like, do you know where this family's house is? Because we're supposed to be with them. And the lady was like, yes, I do. She's like, you have to go that way, blah, 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 and gave us directions. And when we showed up, guess who was there? The girl who lives there.
I like how you guys were questioning her so hard. She's like, Jesus, you guys are dicks.
She's like, you're so stupid. Like,
I would open the door. You guys are like, can we come in? No, sorry, I don't live here.
The only good Halloween story I have was probably 7th grade or 8th grade. And let me just say, my boobies developed early. Okay. We went to California to visit my cousins for Halloween. And... during the day, their school had, like, a costume contest or whatever, and I wanted to fit in, and so I put on my costume, and it was, like, a fairy or something. Yeah, it was a fairy. And we show up, and it was normal, like, other people were in costumes and stuff, and after the school, we all went shopping, and so we're walking around, and me and my cousins decide to walk to this other store, and there's these, like, high school girls, and they were like, oh, look, a ladybug, and, like, a princess, and a slut!
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not serious.
Holy shit!
And at the time, I was, like, traumatized, but now I think it's probably really funny because they probably thought I was, like, their age.
You're like,
and my cousins were so...
Like, I'm 12!
But, like, my cousins... Connor is 2 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. So when you're that age, like, she looked a lot younger than me. And then Quinny was 4 years younger than me, so she still looked like a baby, basically. And so it's just, like... Two little kids, and they're assuming, like, this high schooler strolling around the fucking mall with her boobs hanging out, like.
The thing is, when you're that age, like, you're not even, like, conscious of that shit, because you're just like, I'm just, like, existing, I'm just like,
but
my bad.
Also, like, I was wearing a costume in the middle of the day, it was like 2 p.m. I can't believe my mom let me do that. That was traumatic. Like, it's just so good.
Oh,
okay.
My god.
Okay, give me some of your Halloween stories.
Well, I've just had, like, nothing but fun Halloweens, but, like, two Halloweens that they just stand out to me is, I went trick-or-treating when I was, like, 17, and...
No one would give you candy, because I'm like, get off my fucking front door, this is for kids. You're like the bunny from the Trick cereal.
No, I just dressed in, like, a Michael Myers mask, and I had, like, a jumpsuit on, and no one knew. And I'm like, I kind of want to do that again.
Should we go trick-or-treating this year?
I'm dead serious. You're 5'4". I can just, like, shrink down a tiny bit. There's tall 14-year-olds and shit these days. Some of the kids I see coming out of, like, my sibling's school, I'm like, they look like they're, like, 40-year-olds. I'm like, did they not graduate, like, in time?
They're, like, smoking cigarettes behind their car.
For real.
Like, aging themselves. They have, like, neck wrinkles.
So I think we should bring that back. I truly think we could pull it off.
Mm.
We should try it. Just to say we did.
Do you know what? Who would we tell that to? Everyone, if we were like, guys, guess what? We got trick-or-treating! We totally tricked them! We got so much candy! Everyone would be like, what the hell is wrong with you?
And then we could be like, but then we gave all of our candy to underprivileged children, you know. For the kids that couldn't get out there on Halloween, you know? We did it for the kids. No one would believe it, but you know.
No. I think we'd also just, like, feel really, like...
Bad?
Pedophile-y. I don't think I'd feel good about that.
And so, another year, I took my siblings out trick-or-treating, and, like, I was just with their little friends and, you know, like, the neighborhood kids, and we walked around and stuff, and there was this one kid, and... He was so fucking excited, like, so stoked on Halloween. He was, like, running around and just getting candy, being so excited. And literally, like, at the end of the night, he threw up all over the place, and he was just throwing up, and he was like, I hate Halloween! He, like, ran home. Oh,
yeah,
I think about that all.
In elementary and middle school, I always called in sick the day after Halloween if it was on a weeknight. Always.
I gotta chill when I was out there.
Yeah, that was the worst, like, trick-or-treating, and you had, like, this perfect costume picked out, like, you had planned the whole thing, and then your mom would be like, it's so cold, you have to put on a jacket or a long-sleeve shirt under your costume.
You're like, fuck, this is gonna really ruin, like, the vibe I'm going for.
This costume was not made for a long-sleeve t-shirt under it. Okay. I'm not wearing your thermal pants.
I'm trying to have my boobs out tonight, Mom.
They probably thought I was 17. I'm surprised they gave me any candy that year. God, do you have any other Halloween stories, or should we go into these questions?
Yeah, let's go into the questions.
Okay, this is my favorite one. If we could cast hexes, who would it be, what would it be, and why? So... Let me start, because
I have thought of this.
And I didn't even think of this for this podcast. I was just driving, and I was like, I hope he dies.
Oh my god.
So I was thinking
That's a gnarly-ass hex.
I was thinking about my ex, and I was like, you know, I'd probably be pretty okay with it if he was not on this planet anymore. And then I was like, no, you know what? Death is too good.
This is too much of a sweet release.
Yeah. For everyone involved. This is what I would want, okay? Just every day, things in his life get a little bit worse. His teeth get really yellow and can never be whitened. He gets a paper cut on his cuticle that never heals, and after he gets it, every day he touches something acidic. His fingernails are always chipped. They can't be fixed. All of his beard hair falls out. He can't grow back, so he just looks like a premature baby with terrible teeth. Eventually, things will just start happening. He'll get a cut, never heals, and so he'll just be walking around with, like, slices all over. Like, every time someone's passing him, they'll step on his toe. Every time a car drives by him, it splashes him with mud, like in the movies. Every time he parks his car, someone keys it. Can't be fixed.
Parking ticket.
Yeah, but nothing, like, so bad that it's just super traumatic. It's just, like, the little annoyances that never go away. Like, once he gets one, it stays.
No matter how many times he showers, he always stinks.
Yes, like that.
That sounds horrible. That sounds way worse than death.
He gets a cold sore that just will never go away.
Damn, that is ruthless for sure. Who would I hex?
That's what it would be. There's so many other people, too, that I would hex.
Who?
I don't, just people that bug me. Bad drivers. If I could just hex anyone willy-nilly, anyone that cuts me off, bam, flat tire.
Oh, shit. There could be no karma involved with this, because you would get it so hard.
I know. People don't like me. I don't like it. Just everyone would be like, that's who I want to hex. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, another thing. They would have to live, like, the natural progression of a life. So he would have to live, like, into his 80s until he died of old age or something.
This is some deep, dark shit.
This is what right I think now. About when I drive.
I literally was thinking about She's just so fucking pissed at all the drivers. She's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Let me just think about everyone that needs to get it.
That one girl who claims to be an Instagram model, but her camera is her, like, iPhone 7. I wish that all of her front-facing cameras would break.
No matter what.
Just no matter what. Whenever it would just have, like, this horrible
No, just be like, self-timer won't work. Self-timer. Ruined forever.
People that, like, couples would whisper.
Yeah.
I'd make it so they can't whisper ever. But they still think that they can whisper, so they'll still try to whisper. It's a good one, huh?
I'm trying to think of good ones, and, like, mine are all, like, if they chewed obnoxiously, their mouth would just shut when they're chewing, like.
People who talked in movies would never be allowed in another movie theater ever again. I think it should be illegal to go number two in an airplane bathroom.
Sometimes you can't help it, man. You get the nervous there should shifts be when you're in the air.
There should be a fine. Be like, you can poo, but it's going to cost you $6. So this isn't a hex, but this is something that I could do in real life.
Okay.
Like a petty revenge.
Uh-huh.
I want to steal someone's car keys and just make a copy of the key and put them back so they don't know that it's gone. And then just every day, like, fuck with their settings in their car.
Or, like, and then move their it. Car.
But, like, just move it, like, two rows away or something.
So they're just, like, so they just going
constantly
crazy.
Think they're going crazy, yeah. And just, or if they piss me off one day, I'll drive by and make the alarm go off. And then they'll just think that there's something wrong with their car. But it will be it will still be pristine. Like, I would never do anything. Except for wear gloves and a hat. Hello,
hairnet. Hairnet.
Another one that I think is really good is buying one of those universal remotes and setting it up to someone's TV and then just occasionally driving by and changing the channel or, like, removing shit from their DVR or all of a sudden making the volume go up super high and then, or mute it, and as they're, like, turning up the volume, unmute it really quick and it just, like...
That's really good. See, why don't I never think about these things.
Absolutely insane.
I thought I was a mastermind because I, like, scared someone at work by putting a fake spider under their coffee cup, and I was like,
Have you ever seen, like, a dead body in real life?
Yeah, I actually have. So, it was actually, like, I was so sad about this for such a long time, but, there was, like, a huge car accident, and, so, like, all the cars were slowing down and stuff, and it was in slow motion. I looked over, and, there was this lady, like, laying, and, they put a white sheet over her, and I remember, like, I saw her face and saw, like, it was just, like, it was in slow motion, and I don't know, it just, like, really, like, upset me, and, like, I had to, like, write about it and, like, get it out of my system, but it was just, like, sad, you know?
Yeah.
What about you?
No, I never have, except for, like, at a funeral. Like,
yeah.
An open casket funeral.
Yeah.
Which are so creepy.
That's, like, the last vision somebody has of you.
Yeah. You know what I would do, though? Because I want to be cremated. I don't want to be buried with all the worms and shit. I want a wax figure of me for my funeral so that people can get one last picture.
You have, like, you're, like, sitting on a throne. You have, like, a selfie, like, you know, like, how the Kardashians have those, like, fucking photo booths. You're just like, peace sign, y'all. See you in the next lifetime.
But, like, how I look now, not, like...
Not you don't like want to be, like, 85-year-old you?
Yeah, me, the version of me now to be a wax.
You gotta, like, give me your outfit and shit like that just in case, you know,
yeah.
So I can carry out your wish.
Send it to Madame Tussauds, the wax museum.
Speaking of Madame Tussauds, so, you know, there's one of those in fucking Las Vegas, right?
Yeah,
so,
they're
like,
everywhere.
The only time I went out of the country, I went to London. And we, like, spent, like, a whole fucking day at Madame Tussauds. And then, like, me and my mom were like, why did we do that? There was one in Las Vegas, like, the whole time. But I do have a picture of me with wax Brad Pitt, so. Muhammad Ali. Wax figure.
I always want to know, like, do they ever get rid of the wax figures? Like, if a celebrity... In 15 years, they don't look the same. Do they make a new one and get rid of the old one? Or do they just keep them?
They probably just keep them. Don't you think? They probably want to be preserved, like you just said, in their peak of their career.
I want to know, have they ever gotten rid of a wax figure? And if so, how?
And why?
And where?
Just melted it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
How do they, like, if I put a candle up to one, or like a light...
Will it just
would
melt?
It melt?
Bring a flamethrower into Madame Tussauds to just fuck that place up.
It's gonna be like the house waxed after.
Oh my god. What stands out in your memory as, like, the things that scared you most as, like, a child? Any, like, legend or movie or character or...
Okay, the ending of Anastasia.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Scared me so
bad. Like, when they're in, like, hell or, like, the demon things? Or,
yeah,
like,
and
what?
She has to, like, crush that ball thing with her foot and it, like, all the green is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that little creature is like,
that show freaked me out when I was little,
so
too.
So scary. Oh my god, I still remember this. And I don't know why, but it, like, it still freaks me out so much. So I used to watch, like, sitcoms with my parents.
Uh-huh.
Like, whatever was running that time, but whatever, there was, like, a block of sitcoms. Right after the sitcoms was, like, CSI Miami or whatever, and I was the scariest child, and I don't know, like, there would be some nights where I would leave and not ever see anything, but then there'd be some nights where it still seemed like the show, because this was back in the day before, like, Fast Forward and TV Guide. And,
it
like,
was on.
Yeah, and so there was this one I was just watching, and it was this guy with, like, his hand on, like, the garbage disposal in his sink, and someone turned it on. But the lighting and stuff, it didn't have, like, CSI light, like, lighting at all. It literally looked like part of a sitcom of, like, a guy in a kitchen, you know? Like, it was well lit and all this stuff. So there wasn't even an intro, and I am still scared of garbage disposals.
And you know what's scary about garbage disposals? Like, even when you unplug it, if something's catching the garbage disposal and you stick your hand down there, it can, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that was, like, going off of yours. That was, like, one of my, like, worst fears when I was little, because I would attempt to go sleep over at my grandma's house. But every time I called my dad, he'd have to drive an hour out to Riverside to bring me back to Temecula. So, but she, like, all they would watch is, like, those fucking murder shows and, like, real-life murder shows. And she has, like, all these dolls. She, like, collect all these baby dolls. So I was scared of the baby dolls. And then I was scared of, like,
the murder shows.
Murders. And I would literally cry and, like, have my dad come pick me up. And just, like, I would be scared for weeks on end. And, like, if I ever heard about a murder, then I would be scared for weeks on end.
Oh, me too. I was at one of my friend's houses when I was really little. Probably, I think it was still elementary school. They were watching, like, America's Most Wanted. And unsolved, like, yeah. murders and shit like that. And I'm like, I couldn't get out. Because I wasn't going to be like, hey,
I'm scared.
Hey, pal, I'm just going to go hang out in your room by myself. And I would be so freaked out. I literally, for the longest time, thought someone was going to come kidnap me.
Same. Like, I was terrified of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's, like, what most scared me as a kid.
Yeah. In real life, I bet if someone tried to murder me, I would just, like, freeze.
Right?
Like, fight or flight, I'd just be, like, freeze, like,
I think if someone tried to murder me, I'd be, like, mad about it. Be like, what? What the hell, man?
I honestly sometimes, if I hear a noise or something, mm-hmm. and I get super scared, I, like, freeze in my yeah. bed. Like, I don't jolt up and, like.
Yeah, like, let me go run and see what it is.
Or,
I'm
like,
gonna
try to fight or anything.
Yeah. That's scary.
I don't know. So I'm just like, it's probably fruitless. If someone murders me, I'm just going to lay there and let them. Get out of fear.
Easy target.
Not even as like a joke, like, oh, my life is so weird.
Oh, God, maybe we shouldn't be saying this on the mic. We're like, we are the perfect murder victims. Please, what do you want your last words to be?
Oh, God, I've never thought of that. What would yours be?
I don't know. There was a famous, I think he was a writer. I don't remember who it was, but he was like, the something, I don't know, is in the, and then died.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I want to die on a cliffhanger like that. Just like.
Keep them guessing.
But like, mine will probably just be like, one last toot for the road.
What?
I don't know. It's not even a word. It's just a sound. Goodbye, world. I don't know. What you don't have any last words?
I honestly don't know. I guess it would depend.
It has to be like something epic, like
yeah, and witty and kind of funny.
Yeah. I'll have to think about that for you.
You're welcome, planet.
Or you could die and then have, like, a speaker box implanted into your wax figure and just, like, have them say, like, all your catchphrases.
I don't have any catchphrases.
I'll write some down for you. I'll let the wax figure people know.
Thank you. Let Madame Tussaud know.
I'll let the Madame know right away. All right. Well, you can find the podcast at Socially Drink on Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram, Socially Drinking.
Yeah. Yep. And Facebook.
And the FB. Join the FB group.
Yeah.
I'm an admin. Haven't been on once.
She doesn't even know her password to get
just
on.
Just go talk to Samantha on there. She'll tell me what y'all are saying. You can find me at I Had to Say Hi on Instagram. And where can they find you?
At Samantha Kobes. KOBS.
On all the...
On everything.
All the social medias.
Yeah. I think I'm going to change it to the real Samantha.
And then I'll change mine to the fake Samantha Coates.
Stay tuned to see if that happens. Okay.
Bye,
guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.